I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Who would have thought that Naughty Dog only had two choices in their life? Sacrifice everything they've ever built and become a live service, or continue to make single player games.
At this point,
no one talk about the third option, which is just keep remaking everything.
The real option. We'll get into that. We won't spoil it. With the talk, the word vomit. Gamers Through Podcast, your weekly roundup of news and commentary related to the video game industry and anything else that might pique our interests.
Such as,
what do you got? Got anything? Baseball commentary?
I got new releases.
New releases?
I mean, we could do baseball commentary, but listen, trying to explain a deferred contract of 10 years and $700 million, an actual current value of $467 million, and going through the whole thing of what that means to salary cap, not this podcast.
Yeah, a female coworker who generally asks us for current events was like, hey, what's going on in the world? And I was like, there's not really anything going on. A lot of people are complaining about baseball contracts, and she's like, tell me more. And so we tried to explain to her the concept of... Well, there's a lot of context you need. So, I had to explain like the luxury tax and all this. And it was just like deer in headlights. And she's like, yeah, I'm out on this.
It's that. It's the fact that 10 years and $700 million doesn't actually mean 10 years and $700 million.
Mm-hmm.
Especially the way the luxury tax works, that they do a current value on the contract, which is $467 million. Mm-hmm. So he is still $43 million against the salary tax or the luxury tax for this year, but he's only getting paid $2 million, and then in 2032-34 he starts getting $68 million a year. But if he doesn't live in California by the time he starts earning that money, then he doesn't get paid the income tax on it. So there are so many layers. Not to mention he also has a clause in the contract that he can opt out of that contract whenever he wants if certain people are fired or leave their current jobs with the Dodgers.
Mm-hmm.
Blah, 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 the whole thing is nuts, man. It's insane. It's really entertaining to look at. Because if I can negotiate that deal, I would like to buy a car. And I'm going to defer all $75,000 to about 300 years from now.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll give you $1 each year that I'm alive.
All right. Deal.
Where do you sign?
But if you don't want to deal with that, you could just play new video games.
You could, such as Alan Wake 2. New Game Plus is officially out. So if you played and finished the first game like I have, then hey, New Game Plus. Stargate Timekeepers for PC. Number 3, United 1944 for PC. Number 4, Viewfinder goes to PS4. Number 5, Wisdom Watcher for PC. Number 6, Pioneers of Patagonia. I almost said Patagonia. That's not what that is at all. That is not a company that is rivaling Columbia. This is number 6, Pioneers of Patagonia for PC. Number 6.5, if I hiccup one more time in the middle of this, I'm going to lose my mind. Number 7, Alaskan Road Truckers. Ice Roads Expedition PC. Matt staring at that game going, yeah, but you're no snow runner.
Yeah, there's a couple new ones coming out, I think.
Alaskan Road Truckers Trucking Hell DLC.
Whoa.
House Flipper 2 for the PC. Can't classic. Afford to do it in real life? Do it in the PC.
Yeah.
I think, I'm not positive, but it might be a part of Game Pass. So you know what you could do, Matt? Piss your wife off and load the game up and be like, look, I got a house for us to flip. It's right here. Number 10, My Little Blood Cult for PC.
Some reason I wanted that to be My Little Blood Clot.
Number 11, Raccoon Venture for... it says Raccoon. I don't know if that's supposed to be Raccoon. But Raccoon Venture for PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 12, Seorama, The World of Shipping.
Nice.
For PC. Number 13, Hiraloon for PlayStation, Xbox, and Switch. Number 14, Towers and Powers for PSVR, PCVR, and Quest. And number 15, Trinity Fusion.
Fusion. Japan's working on a fusion reactor.
Of course they are. Gotta power those kaiju somehow.
Yeah, gotta power those Gundam.
True. Why don't you take odds? I have a feeling we're going to kind of move tonight.
Yeah, I mean, it's not thrilling.
There's not going to be much commentary until we hit the Naughty Dog thing, because they're really everything else is just kind of bland.
Yeah, I agree with that assessment. Number one, Mike's...
Oh, and number three. I forgot about number three.
Oh, yeah. Microsoft is converting a group of contracted game workers into unionized staffers. As reported by Bloomberg, the ZeniMax Workers United group of 77 will see 23 staffers become full-time employees. They will receive a wage increase of 22%. The others will gain temporary roles at Microsoft with $2.75 hourly raises, as well as paid sick days. In a statement sent to Bloomberg, Microsoft Vice President Annie Pannoni.
Yeah, sure. It's either that or if you want to be Italian about it, it's Pannoni. Amy Pannoni.
Amy Pannoni said, quote, "We look forward to continued good faith negotiations as we work towards a collective bargaining agreement," end quote. Fascinating. Fascinating, yet suspicious. But that's life.
That is life. I guess we'll see what it kind of turns out to.
Yeah.
To mean, you know.
Yeah. Who knows?
Just another domino in the unionization.
Yes.
In the what do they call those things? It's not domino runs. What are they called? Is it that?
I don't know.
You know what I'm talking about, though, right?
Sure.
Like, massive domino thing, and you knock one over.
Yeah, it's like usually some sort of art thing.
Yeah. Is it a domino run? No, it's a marble run. Domino. It was also on an episode of Taskmaster early on in one of the seasons with Al Murray when he was paying off everybody else and they had to make a domino thing.
Domino thing. I'll look it up.
Speaking of unions, let's go to number two. Speaking of unions at Microsoft, ZeniMax, Workers United, and the Communications Workers of America released an update on contract talks, saying they have reached a tentative agreement with the company that would impact how it can incorporate artificial intelligence into its business. The union said that the deal commits ZeniMax to uses of AI that augment human ingenuity and capacities to ensure that these tools enhance worker productivity, growth, and satisfaction without causing workers harm, end quote. Under the terms of the deal, wherever ZeniMax rolls out AI in a way that impacts the work of union members, the company will provide advance notice to the union and negotiate its plans upon request. Additionally, it lays out six guiding principles for AI's use in the workplace, insisting the tech must be fair, reliable, and safe, private and secure, inclusive, transparent, and accountable.
So we got a couple terms here. Domino toppling.
Nope.
Domino run.
Okay.
Domino rally.
Okay.
Domino show.
I'm going to go rally. All the rest are not great.
Apparently, a domino rally is a competition between two or more players to be first to have all dominoes fall. Learn something new every day.
True. I can't remember what I was gonna say.
Something about unions and AI.
Oh, AI. And just how it, when this, you know, one of the ways I didn't think about using AI, it makes sense the moment you hear it.
Mm-hmm.
But I was listening to Rates and Barrels, which is a fantasy baseball podcast hosted by Eric Van Riper and Eno Saris. And it is my go-to listen to the during the season, even out of the season, just for fun things. But during winter meetings and whatever, they started doing an interview series where they were interviewing people in baseball and doing a, you know, where did you come from? How'd you get here? What do you look for stats-wise? If you were hiring today, what would you look for? Because they got some people that are at Driveline or inside of actual front offices and whatever to kind of talk to them.
Mm-hmm.
And one of the guys, the guy at Driveline, actually the, I guess, owner, co-founder, founder, sole founder, I don't remember, Kyle Bodie, was talking about how they use AI to train their employees in, like, how they should talk with major leaguers and stuff. So, like, when a client comes to them, they don't trust a new employee to just sit with them one-on-one and immediately have that conversation. So they use AI after they've recorded every conversation for years that they've ever had with any major leaguer, any actual coaches, anything. So they all have all that lingo and they use that to train people because they know that if they ever get somebody really good, they're going to get picked up by Major League Baseball and they need to still, well, okay, you're not going to stop them. That's what you want.
Mm-hmm.
But I still need to be able to bring people in and then have them continue, like, keep doing it. Like, we're building a process.
Yeah.
And so whatever. And I was just like, it's like, yeah, that makes a lot of sense. If you could speed your train up time on an employee by any amount of time,
yeah,
it's worth it.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to have you sitting there playing the role of the player. You can just kick them off into a room, have them do the conversation, whatever, then review the conversation that they had and be like, this, okay, all right. And then, you know, yada, yada. It was just a very interesting, like, it makes a lot of sense. Why wouldn't you just use it to train, especially like customer interaction facing employees, stuff like that? Makes a lot of sense.
Yeah.
If you're somebody in like one of those worlds that's having a lot of clientele conversations, especially in a world where, you know, vernacular and everything else might be entirely different.
Yeah. AI everywhere. You know, we should just kick back and let them run everything.
World War.
All right, number three. I'm assuming the branding on this is fantastic. Right?
Yeah. Oh. The branding on, sorry. Just, you mean the way that they pronounce that?
Yes.
Yes, I believe it's fantastic. Sorry, I thought you meant like the entire idea of everything that's about to happen.
Oh, no. Because I see that and I want to say effantastic.
Oh, effantastic, yeah. I mean, I would go with fantastic, but I understand. I see the urge.
Yeah. Fantastic has shut down less than a week after the day before launched in early access on Steam. The open-world survival MMO, as of writing, has a mostly negative rating on Steam. In the announcement on social media, the studio said, quote, "The day before has failed financially, and we lack the funds to continue. All income received is being used to pay off debts to our partners. We did everything within our power, but unfortunately, we miscalculated our capabilities. Creating games is an incredibly challenging endeavor," end quote. Fantastic was founded in 2015. It has gone on to co-develop titles such as The Wild 8, develop Radiant 1, and Prop Night. The news comes a month after Fantastic delayed the day before, as it previously had a release day of November 11th. In January, the MMO title was delayed due to a trademark claim, leading to it being delisted on Steam. Then last year, it was also revealed that the day before was being developed in part with unpaid staffers. And that's only a small sliver of the drama that has...
This has been a shit show.
That has circled this game like sharks around a just chum factory.
Are there sharks around chum factories?
I don't know, man. Are there chum factories at the sea? I don't know. You having issues over there?
Just something didn't feel right.
I think I got it though. I feel the same. I've been doing the same thing after we had the pizza.
It was.
I've been over here like rubbing my teeth.
For me, I think it was a piece of chicken. It was just like just flapping. Mm-hmm. It's good now. Some of the best quotes are the Daisy doing the day after sale.
Yeah.
Saw a couple headlines that were they released the day before and then closed the day after. Which is pretty good.
That's a good one, yeah.
A bunch of people also being like, did they just rebrand to...
Saw that. They rebranded to a different studio.
Yeah, they closed this down, but then they moved all of Wild 8 and everything over to a different team.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like, so did you guys just... Did you shadow dump, like...
Yeah.
Sell a shell company, and now you just own them again, and you're mm-hmm. like... The whole thing seems like there's got to be something illegal. Something illegal has to be happening.
Yeah, it was like a operational launder money or some shit.
Yeah. It's just an absolute shit show. I mean, we've covered this now like four times going back to it's the most reviewed game. It was the highest whatever. Or the highest and most anticipated, highest reviewed, whatever it was at the time.
Yeah, most anticipated.
And it was out of nowhere, and then it was delisted, and it was all that stuff. And then it came out, and I don't... Did you see any of the gameplay from it? Like, any of the bugs and everything?
I have not. I was going to ask you.
Wild piece of shit. People were just walking through, things not loading, falling through world. Like, it was terrible. The fact that it... The fact that it rivals Kong... For worst game of the year, think about it. We had the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse. You had the day before, Kong, the Walking Dead game by the Kong Studio, and Gollum all mm-hmm. this year.
Yeah.
In a golden age of gaming, we also had the Four Horsemen of the Apocalypse show up.
I don't know. I mean, it's kind of wild because we had such highs and such lows.
I mean, we are peaks on both sides of that.
Yeah.
There is no middle ground this year.
Peaks and troughs. Peaks and troughs. That's it. I don't know. I feel like part of it, too, is the whole MMO thing. It's like, it's just... I don't know. When's the last time we had a successful MMO? Like Black Desert or something?
Like a new launch?
Yeah. All the big MMO launches, all the big Western MMO launches have been fucking awful.
It depends. Yeah.
Well, no. Yeah. I guess that would be true. Yeah.
Yeah. New World was terrible.
Mm-hmm.
Lost Ark is technically a Korean port. So, yeah. But that one did fine. It is still going. I think it's still doing fine. Black Desert's fine.
Final Fantasy's Japanese.
And Final Fantasy's killing it.
Yeah.
WoW is still doing fine.
Mm-hmm.
Star Wars is still doing okay. RuneScape still doing fine.
Yeah, but those are all,
you know, like there's mostly they're all established. Yeah, they're all fully established. There's New World is the most recent MMO shot that actually has released, because there's obviously like Riots and a few others that are rumored to be in the works, but there's nothing concrete out of any of them yet. So
yeah,
Star Citizen doesn't count.
It doesn't like
EVE Online like, is established. Like,
I feel like it doesn't bode well for.
No, it doesn't.
For the future of MMOs, the near future of MMOs.
I think the way that MMOs need to exist in the future has to change fundamentally.
Yeah, I don't think
I think it's still doable to do one.
I think we'll get a merging of like what we think of as a traditional MMO and what we think of now as a game, a live service game.
Yes, I think if you slam Fortnite into Final Fantasy / WoW, that's mm-hmm. kind of what you'd be looking at.
Yeah, you'll get like a hybrid that's more approachable, but you'll still have some hardcore stuff.
A lot of like expansion or battle passy things, but mm-hmm. not really subscription fees and you know all this other stuff,
like seasonal stuff,
yeah,
seasonal content.
We'll see, though.
Yeah, we will see.
Number four. Want to talk about Epic?
I feel like we're obligated to.
All right, then. Epic Games has won its trial against Google over antitrust claims. As reported by The Verge, The jury voted unanimously that Google's requirement for developers to use its Play Store's payment system for all transactions was anti-competitive. The trial began on November 3rd, and the jury voted yes to every question on the verdict from siding with Epic, which means that they didn't side with Epic. No, sorry, which means they fully sided with Epic.
It says verdict form, so.
I know, but the fucking legal mumbo-jumbo in here just means the jury sided with Epic on everything.
Yeah, Epic won.
Okay.
Epic won. Google bad. We're going after Apple next.
Okay. We started with that.
Going back.
And we got derailed. Now we're going to go back.
Gotta go back. You know, we got
to win precedent and then go back.
Exactly.
It also deemed Google Play's Project Hug initiative, in which developers were allegedly given financial incentives to stay on the Play Store, anti-competitive. In response,
can we pause for a second there? Doesn't Epic have the same program? Where they pay developers to stay exclusive to Epic for a certain amount of time? They launched it recently.
I mean, yes, they do. I guess the question is what are the financial incentives? Are they paying them money specifically to buy an exclusive as a publisher? Or are they saying that we'll give you a better cut, which Epic also does, but Epic does that cut on baseline versus Steam instead of, was Google nitpicking certain people? Yes, there is a lot of one finger, three fingers back type thing that they got to be real careful of, but... I think there is also a point that Epic would stand on to where they would almost go, all right, fine. Yeah, theirs is bullshit. You want me to remove mine? It's gone. They have enough money where they could do that and just kind of stare at them still and go, what?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, not to say that Google doesn't have enough money either, or Apple.
Yeah.
They both know they have fundamentally enough money to do all of this thing. They're just blood-hungry companies, all three of them.
Mm-hmm.
If you could pay them in blood, they would take it. In response to the ruling, Google shared its plans to challenge the verdict. Wilson White, Google's vice president of government affairs and public policy, said, quote, "The trial made clear that we compete fiercely with Apple and its App Store, as well as app stores on Android devices and gaming consoles. We will continue to defend the Android business model and remain deeply committed to our users, partners, and the broader Android ecosystem," end quote. That quote, I don't think is good in the context of what we're arguing about at a surface level.
Well, that's what they kind of alluded to what they're going to, I think, base their appeal on.
But it's, yeah. But if the argument from Epic, which I'm not reading, and I don't want to go over this all over again.
Yeah.
Copy and paste my argument against Apple right into the same conversation. I don't give a shit if they want to say you have to conform to certain things in our Play Store or our launcher or whatever.
Yeah.
I have the problem being that if you say I have to pay through Apple Pay,
mm-hmm.
I should have the ability to then also redirect out to my own site and mark up paying with Apple Pay to fix the fact that you want to take a cut out of my payment. So if it's $9.99 for whatever this thing is, Apple's going to take X amount. So on Apple, it's going to be $15. And if you take the redirect link to my site, it's going to be $9.99. It'll still unlock the same thing because you're logging into the same account. Mm-hmm. That should be legal. Now, if you want to tell me I have to apply to certain safety measures and, you know, virus, blah, 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 blah. Yeah, okay, I get that. But mm-hmm. you shouldn't be able to tell me how I want people to pay for my thing.
Yeah.
Or you shouldn't, even if you say that the only one I can have in the app is the Apple thing, I'm going to hide it and put three splash screens in front of it that say you should just buy this online because when you log in, it'll be activated and it's cheaper.
Yeah. I don't know.
It's like Twitch donos versus subs. You can just go to a lot of creators' PayPals and give them money.
Yeah.
Or you can do a Twitch sub, which Twitch takes 50% off the top, or mm-hmm. more. Which one makes more sense for you to do if you actually like the person? And you want to truly give them money, not just not have ads to watch them type of thing.
This is murky. It's murky, and there's a lot of precedences will be set, and it'll have shockwaves.
Yeah.
Because
everybody will start suing.
yeah, this stuff affects game, like, you know, Steam and PlayStation Store and Xbox and all that good stuff. So I don't know. I'm of two minds on it. We won't rehash any of it. We've bickered enough in the past about it. Number five.
We've bickered in the past about a lot of things. We could end the podcast now if we use that precedence.
A Pokemon-themed park will be opening in Yomuri Land, an existing amusement park located in Tokyo, Japan. The Pokemon Company partnered with Yomuri Land Co., the firm behind the amusement park, and the publication Yomuri Shiban, newspaper in Japanese, by the way, to create a new company called PokePark Kanto. The new entity will be behind the new theme park, which was simply described as a place, quote, where visitors can enjoy the Pokemon experience in a lush, natural environment through various events, end quote. No further details were shared about when the Poke Park might open.
I just like, I don't know what they're going to do. I'll see the pictures. Hopefully it looks half as good as Mario Land does. But I would love that you just get like plush balls. Mm-hmm. That are, you know, Pokeball, Great Ball, Ultra, and you just throw them at entertainers dressed in Pokemon costumes. It'd be so fucking funny to me.
I like the
Life is full of awesome what ifs, and some not so much, like unexpected medical costs. That's why United Healthcare provides Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans to supplement your primary plan and help manage out of pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Danny Pellegrino from Everything Iconic. Ready to upgrade your style game without blowing your budget? Check out Quince. They've got all the good stuff, shirts and polos, activewear and fine leather goods, all at 50 to 80% less than other high-end brands. And the best part? They're all about safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get that luxury vibe without the luxury price tag. Hit up quince.com/upgrade for free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. That's quince.com/upgrade.
Many of us have those stubborn pounds that seem impossible to lose, no matter how good we eat or how hard we work out. My solution is PlushCare. PlushCare is a leading telehealth provider with doctors who are there for you day and night to partner with you in your weight loss journey. They can prescribe FDA-approved weight loss medications like Wegovy and Zepbound for those who qualify. Plus, they accept most insurance plans. To get started, visit plushcare.com/weightloss. That's plushcare.com/weightloss.
Hey, Dave.
Yeah, Randy.
Since we founded Bombas, we've always said our socks, underwear, and T-shirts are super soft. Any new ideas?
Maybe sublimely soft.
Or disgustingly cozy.
Wait, what?
I got it. Bombas. Absurdly comfortable essentials for yourself.
And for those facing homelessness.
Because one purchased equals one donated.
Wow, did we just write an ad?
Yes.
Bombas. Big comfort for everyone. Go to bombas.com/ACAST and use code ACAST for 20% off your first purchase.
I don't know if this is like a newer thing or a rediscovery thing, but the idea that like they're making these like parks that are like meant to resemble what it would be like in universe.
I think it's a bit of a nostalgia kick, but also into like some of the places realizing that certain things, universal, whatever, just don't matter anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And it's the changing of the guard of like, all right, well, Pirates of the Caribbean doesn't have to be a thing anymore. We can move on.
Yeah, I just wish it'd be nice if it wasn't so expensive.
Space Odyssey, you know, stuff like that. Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. The expensive part's an entire other problem. And the fact that most of these are in Japan is another issue.
Yep.
E3, number six. E3 is officially dead. Again. We've claimed them officially dead multiple times. This is the official end. They have admitted death.
Mm-hmm.
The Entertainment Software Association has announced the end of the long-running event. In an interview with Games Beat, the ESA's CEO reflected on what led to abandoning the event. Quote, video game companies have new and exciting ways to reach people. They can do it on a timetable that meets their business needs. This doesn't take away from the need to bring people together. We'll think about exploring ways to bring everyone together to tell a story about the industry. I don't know what form that will take, end quote. But officially, E3 is done.
Yep. I'm proud of them. I'm proud of them for...
a lot of memories. I'm happy that they've kind of admitted defeat and not kept trying to drag it out.
Yeah.
But, you know, a lot of memories, a lot of fun times. Those will not be lost. They will still continue. The E3 will always have... Even though it might not be E3, it will, for the most part, until maybe our generation or a little bit younger is older, it will still always, that week and era will always still be known as E3, even if E3 doesn't exist.
Yeah.
I would like to see maybe them do, if they're going to do something, try to partner with, like, Jeff or whoever to just do, like, a one-size-fits-all dump of everything.
Mm-hmm.
With no I don't care what the commentary is from all your writers. Just give me a dump of all the trailers. There is an E3 site that does that, but like, or you know, a fan made site that does do that during E3. But I don't know. Just do something, or do nothing and fade into existence.
I wonder if they will kind of take a backseat to consumer facing stuff and genuinely just do more industry focused stuff and kind of like I could see, you know, these things are secular. Like you're going to we're going to at some point circle back and have something
10 years, the return of E3 and all of us looking at each other going, why? I can't wait for, they can't even wait 2 years, and they put out the image of a zombie hand coming out of the ground like the Left 4
holding,
Dead one.
Like, holding a fucking half-rotted E3 symbol.
Yeah.
Oh, man. All right, number 7. Career games journalist Stephen Totillo has gone independent and unveiled GameFile. The new website will be a reader-supported platform and newsletter covering video games. He plans to contribute to Axios and other outlets occasionally. Totillo's professional history includes serving as editor-in-chief of Kotaku for 12 years, and he worked at Axios covering the games beat for 2 years. So joining the recent cadre of independent entities that are reader supported.
It'll definitely be interesting because Totillo's up there as one of the, I don't know, more respected. Sounds like semi disingenuous, but
no, I agree. He does. There's like a no bullshit to him.
Yeah, it was always somebody that I would check. Like if there were stories coming out, I would always try to check and see if he had one because it was always going to be a good read.
Yeah, agreed. Agreed.
Number 8. Ooh, I got this one. Naughty Dog has stopped development on The Last of Us Online. The studio shared an update about its multiplayer project in a blog post, which it stated the decision came down to what maintaining an online service game would mean for its single-player titles currently in development. Quote, "To release and support The Last of Us Online, we'd have to put all our studio's resources behind supporting post-launch content for years to come, severely impacting development on future single-player games. So, we had two paths in front of us. Become a solely live-service game studio, or continue to focus on single-player narrative games that have defined Naughty Dog's heritage," end quote. And then some screenshots of the menu and such leaked online. I feel like that quote is cherry-picked and a half.
Yeah?
You've not like that quote is not cherry-picked, but like as they're presenting it, they are spinning a tale so bad.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. You haven't also been given 16 support studios?
Mm-hmm.
Like, what?
Yeah, I mean, they're... I do hope we get more on this because I do think it's kind of like a failure. Like, a kind of a big failure for them. Because, like, you do have how many... like you said, how many support studios and what have you accomplished? You've literally made remasters of your games.
Right, which even you didn't make. You offloaded and then kept your hands on.
I think they're just using the current like bad taste in everyone's mouth for live service games to like cover for themselves.
Yeah, for sure. It's a mix of that and there were some people that wanted to like blame Bungie after the whole they had Bungie play it and they said it wasn't blah blah blah. And it's like I think the actual answer comes down to you got in your own way.
Yeah.
Everybody just wanted factions with some minor tweaks and brought to PlayStation 5.
Yeah. And I mean, it just boils down to you made bad choices.
And you said the scope got too big.
Mm-hmm.
How? How for multiplayer did your scope get too large? And it's because you don't know how to edit yourselves.
Mm-hmm. They did say at some point too that they like I don't know if it was a rumor or whatever, but I guess they're working on two single player projects, which
we've kind of had rumors about that from
with the amount of people you have, I would hope that this wasn't the only thing you were working on.
Yeah. And what are those two single player projects?
We won't Last talk about that. We don't want to get too angry.
Last of Us Part 3 and Uncharted Remastered, right?
I mean, I'm sure there's a Last of Us Remaster in there somewhere. It's for the PS5 Pro.
Not just yet. 1 year after the Pro is out, then yes.
Number 9. The Xbox Cloud Gaming Beta app has launched on MetaQuest VR headsets, meaning those with an Xbox Game Pass Ultimate subscription can access its library of games. The app is available to download via the MetaQuest Store and can be accessed on MetaQuest 2, 3, and Pro headsets. Supported controllers include Xbox, PlayStation 4, and Nintendo Switch Pro, with support for PlayStation 5 controllers planned for the future. Games available to play include Starfield and Forza Motorsport, displayed on a 2D virtual screen, which can be viewed through different display sizes. I wonder how good that looks.
That's what I'm curious. I'm right there with you.
Yeah. I'm not curious enough to...
No,
to purchase, but
yeah, it's not driving money for me, but yeah. I'm just kind of like, has somebody got one? Anybody?
Yeah. Is that what,
anybody got one that want to tell me what it's like?
Is the juice worth the squeeze?
Yeah, exactly. Is the juice worth me squeezing you to play it? Because I'm not going to buy it myself. You know what time it is, Matt?
Rumor roundup.
It seems like the Elden Ring Shadow of the Erd 3 expansion will launch in February. There may be a second DLC expansion coming in 2025, right before GTA 6.
They're like, get it out quick.
Insomniac Games has been reportedly hacked by a ransomware operator, leaking screenshots from Marvel's Wolverine, including character design. Speaking of Wolverine, the game is suspected rumored to be an Xbox exclusive, which would be interesting.
That would be interesting.
Because Insomniac has almost basically turned Sony, so.
Mm-hmm.
The PlayStation 5 Pro is rumored to be powered by a Zen 2 CPU, which, well, it makes sense. PlayStation 5 Pro could launch in September of 2024 with Sony's own proprietary DLSS solution. And Ubisoft Shanghai is rumored to be working on an open-world reboot of the Might and Magic series called Might and Magic Fates. Y'all remember Might and Magic?
Yeah, a little bit.
Do you remember Skull and Bones?
I don't want to.
Which one do you think comes out first?
I mean, Skull and Bones is going to come out.
So Might and Magic first, then?
I did see a post on Reddit of someone who played Skull and Bones recently.
Was it an Ubisoft employee?
No. If it was.
Can you imagine? They're like, hey, just say that you've played it.
They basically were like, this ain't it. The first hour, you do literally nothing.
Well, yeah, it's a boat RPG.
Yeah, but there's like no combat whatsoever.
Oh.
They were like, you quite literally don't do anything interesting.
So what do you do then?
I don't know. I don't know. I don't think there's... I think this is...
I'm happy to be
Ubisoft's out. Ubisoft's bad.
I'm happy to be out on it.
I wanted to be in. I wanted ship combat. You know, I wanted something that was like, oh, I can go around and fuck some stuff up in a boat. But, you know, that's not in the cards.
It's time to go back to World of Warships.
Ubisoft, I started watching World of Warships YouTube videos again, but I can't do that to myself either.
You can. Once you get your driving rig up, modify it with a ship wheel. Modify with a ship wheel and everything.
I'm going to get it.
I don't know what I would do if I showed up and you had an old wooden ship wheel and just a foghorn. That's just all it was. Also, I can't wait to see...
giant fucking mechanical levers for like launching torpedoes and shit.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I can't wait to... Either that or just like program a...
Button box.
A button box, but I'm thinking of the Elgato Stream Decks.
Oh, yeah.
And it's just all those buttons. But I also... I'd also love to see you doing a War Thunder with the actual throttle would be so much fun. Or to see you... I want to see that rig get done. You playing SnowRunner right now?
That is legitimately like, going to happen.
That is going to be so good.
That one is legitimately going to happen.
Hey, so how much cursing has he done today? Well, he hasn't left Siberia and he lost 7 trucks. He's currently backing up the 8th one to pull out the 5th one.
All right, now for the questionable things we didn't write full paragraphs on. Grand Theft Auto 6 has become the most viewed new game trailer on YouTube with 142 million views. PlayOn confirmed the closure of Free Radical Design. With its closure, 80 employees have been laid off due to Embracer Group's ongoing restructuring program. Speaking of, Embracer Group has reportedly laid off... made layoffs at 3D Realms and Slipgate Ironworks. They're really cutting the fat out.
I mean, they're cutting the fat out, but they were fat.
They were really fat. Wizards of the Coast parent company Hasbro is reducing approximately 1,100 positions. The latest round of layoffs is in addition to the nearly 800 that have already taken place across the firm. It's unknown how many from Hasbro's video game divisions were affected.
Man, Hasbro's like a weird one to see.
It is.
When you think about it?
They have a lot of shit.
Right.
Speaking of a lot of shit, Netflix has 90 games in development. Oh, the platform launched 40 games this year.
What?
In 86 since its initial foray into games in November 2021.
I'm so happy I don't know what any of them are.
Lots of mobile games.
Oh, well, whatever.
Microsoft could expand to new markets. I should say that better. Microsoft could expand to new markets with ad-supported game streaming. Xbox CFO said, quote, "For models like Africa or India, Southeast Asia, maybe places that are not console first, you can say, hey, do you want to watch, 30 seconds of an ad and then get 2 hours of game streaming?" End quote. How do you feel about that, Nate? Do you want to watch 30 seconds of ads to get... I know some people that watch ads to get... apparently Starbucks does this, where you watch videos and then you'll get money or you'll get the chance to... You'll get like a random prize or something, and it can be like whatever, a gift card.
There's a lot of mobile schemes that do that.
I don't really know why, but like I gut instinct find that revolting.
Oh, no, I'm right there with you. Yeah.
But I don't necessarily like, I don't know if that's like a really valid feeling because you are getting something for it. I don't know. It's terrible. A24 and Kojima Productions have announced that they will be teaming up to produce a live-action Death Stranding movie.
I can't wait to see who they cast as Norman Reedus' character.
Do you think it's it's Norman Reedus, right? You think Kojima is going to
I would fucking love if they casted somebody else. Can you just imagine?
I can almost guarantee you that Kojima will, like, demand that everyone who played the characters in the game have to play them in the movie.
Right. But can you imagine if somebody else played Norman Reedus' character?
If they cast completely different people, I'd be like, what the fuck are we doing here? It'd be like, what's the point, Kojima? Is this another layer to your fucking world mind game?
What's the point, Kojima? Could just be me getting quoted from 2015 on. What's the point? Man, he can't answer it.
He doesn't know. He's like, oh, I can't believe these people are falling for this shit.
Speaking of Kojima, the amount of people I've seen shitting on the Game Awards has been so good.
Oh, yeah.
Like, just people being like, what the fuck, man? What are you doing?
Yeah.
These were terrible.
Mm-hmm. They're bad.
And I'm like, glad.
Everyone I know that has watched them has had the same opinions that we've had.
You know what that means? It validates us.
Yeah, which is dangerous. a new report from Nico Partners has found in-game purchases accounted for 87.8% of the $89.4 billion gaming market share in Asia, the Middle East, and North Africa. The 2023 Game Awards reached 118 million views. Jeff Keighley confirms that this was the most watched ceremony in the event's 10-year history.
Which, you want to talk about getting validated.
He's getting validated. Publisher Focus Home Interactive and developer Mundfish.
Yep.
Announced the second DLC for Atomic Heart, titled Trapped in Limbo. Void Interactive's hardcore tactical first-person shooter game, Ready or Not, is launching out of early access, which means they're adding more missions and content as well.
Yep, 1.0.
You still trying that? Still checking out?
Maybe at some point I will.
All Xbox owners can play Modern Warfare 3 and EA Sports FC 24 for free this weekend. Mortal Kombat 1 will be getting cross-play support in February. Ubisoft has quietly delisted The Crew from digital storefronts and confirmed that the online-only game will be no longer playable from April 2024 on.
Makes sense. I mean, there's two other ones, too.
It does make sense. I find it really annoying because I think if these games are essentially disposable, then just make it one game. Like,
right, you just keep it alive, yeah. Especially because in the way that that game is designed, yes, if you turn the servers off, it will not work.
Mm-hmm.
As somebody who got screwed over multiple times on that game because the servers didn't work when it was still launched.
Ding dong, the witch is dead.
Fucking, I'll never forget that race. Long as
that
I live.
That was pretty wild. That was a fucking wild.
That night sent me to the fucking moon, man.
That was like the beginning of like the distaste for Ubisoft made stuff.
Yeah. That was the tipping point for me.
Where it's just like, you motherfuckers can't do anything right, can you?
It's like, just once, guys. One time, and then it just got worse.
That was wild.
And then they redeemed themselves with Origins.
Yeah.
And then it immediately, we peaked there and plummeted again.
Yeah. Fucking psychos.
So it's been 7 days. What have you been up to?
Not a whole lot as per tradition. ordered Monitor 1. For the old sim rig that came in, I plugged it in, make sure that there wasn't any dead pixels and the screen wasn't horribly fucked up. Right. And I'll probably mount it this weekend.
What'd you get?
27-inch, because I can't fit 32s in that area.
Makes sense. It'll be fine anyway.
An MSI Q274. No, G274QFPQD. You know, whatever alphabet soup that they fucking
go by. Good job. No, I'm proud of you for even coming close.
What else? Something else happened. I finished Hardcore History, the new Hardcore History episode. Watch anything? Not really. Yeah, I think that's about it. Put the old snow tires on the car.
Hey, there you go. You can drive.
Got an oil change.
All of you. Adulting.
I got to go back to get a retaining pin installed on my exhaust so it stops rattling. Still working on the basement. Getting work done on the basement. I'm not actually doing the work.
Yeah.
That's life. What are you up to?
Oh, finished Alan Wake 2.
Progress.
That has been completed. I'm not going to go back for New Game Plus. I really like the game, but I'm happy with ending it and just kind of like reading up on some New Game Plus stuff.
Yeah.
Because from my understanding is they did put a few things in like each mission kind of just like new pages or new little cutscenes or whatever. But I'm like, I don't really want to play all 20 hours again that I just did just to get those. As much as I do enjoy the game, I've got other things I got to play. Played a little bit more like a Dragon Gaiden. Got a ways to go in that. I'm barely scratching the surface there. But that's the next RPG to knock out. Still playing WoW. Playing a little bit of the show. Playing Marvel Snap. Playing reading. Still in the one Warhammer book that I was in. Hardcore History's done. Got a couple other things I got to read. A couple things I got to watch. I'm starting to reach the... All right, start burning through things time where I need to...
Yeah.
I need to get through media content that's in my backlog.
Yeah, there's I want to watch Monarch.
Yeah.
Reacher season 2 comes out tomorrow.
It's out now.
Or come out today.
I think it's out now.
Okay.
And that dropped to 100% and 10s on everything.
Interesting.
Yeah. So, yeah, Reacher season 2 I want to watch. Which also means I need to watch season 1.
I never watched it.
I know the clips and
yeah, like I.
But I know
the show's never gonna win any awards or you know anything like that. But it's just like
good filler content,
low stakes fun, you know,
right? Like, which is sign me up. Mm-hmm. Low stakes fun is some of my favorite content.
Yeah.
It's just that Monarch would be a good one to watch. Because that also came out to pretty good reviews and whatever. Plus, it looked pretty and it's Godzilla, so
yeah.
It you want to talk about a popcorn movie?
Yeah,
give me it.
Yeah,
even if it's bad, it's gonna be entertaining.
Monsters.
Because it's gonna be me complaining the entire time, which is entertaining to me. King of the Monsters was me the entire time going, "What the fuck are we doing here?"
Jesus.
We're nuking Godzilla. Like the moment they're like, we're gonna nuke Godzilla to keep him alive. I'm like, all right, man. Sure. Hell yeah.
He's pink now.
yeah. Now he's pink, and it's like, yeah, whatever, man. You got it. So yeah, it's just a lot of that. Working out a little bit, you know, getting movements in, stretching. Trying to stay limber in my old age.
Lost that battle years ago.
It's like I can still do a lot of semi-flexible things.
Mm-hmm.
But now I need to do it better. So it's just like, you know, make sure you keep moving, stretching, pick things up, put them down.
Yeah.
Take steps, ride bikes. So I brought the bike into the house.
So you don't have to freeze while you're...
It's in my master now, and I can actually just, like, throw the TV on and watch something while I do it and not bike in 6 degrees.
Yeah, that's fair.
So, yeah. It's the other reason that the one weight bar is in here. It's like, I'm not going to dismantle the entire bench and bring that inside.
Yeah, you don't want to be fucking Rocky in Rocky IV. Training in the Russian winter.
Well, there's training in the Russian winter or just locking myself in a meat locker punching carcasses of beef. Also don't need to do that.
That's true.
I'm also not Sylvester Stallone.
That's also
Or true. Dolph Lundgren.
I wish.
Or any of those fighters. I wish I was Dolph Lundgren, man. That'd be pretty cool.
Yeah, he's cool, dude.
Where did you graduate from? Not Harvard. Was it Harvard? Yale?
It was. He's
Ivy League.
He's got a degree in some crazy field.
Yeah, and I think from Ivy.
Yeah.
But I can't remember which one.
I don't know.
Yale? But yeah, it's weird.
It's like a physics degree, too, or something. Yeah. Like some high-level chemistry or something. I don't know. It's something wild.
It's not astrophysics, but it is like a physicist degree or something. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Weird stuff, man. But anyway, that's all I got. Anything else?
I do not have anything.
Perfect. Then we will be doing one next week, because Christmas is the week after.
Christmas!
So.
Yeah, Christmas is a Monday, too, right?
Yep. So
I did take the entire week of Christmas off.
Same.
And I also have New Year's Day off, so it turns into a 10-day affair.
Oh yeah, I'm off for distance.
Fucking amped, jazzed up about it.
It's so nice. It's so nice. The only downside, it's so nice. There's no true downside.
Mm-hmm.
The only downside is that if I did this at any other time of the year, I know I'd come back pissed.
Yeah.
Because I'd be walking into everybody else that have been doing work and breaking things and whatever. But everybody else is also going to be taking time off, so I know it's not going to be a problem.
Yeah.
But, yeah. So we'll see you guys in 7 days then. Toodaloo, bye.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.